This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London's Live Feed.
Billie Eilish has dropped her new album, Happier Than Ever, over the weekend. Her tracks immediately flooded US Spotify, of course, with five songs. With five songs landing in the top 10. Of course, she's absolutely unstoppable. It's also been given the impressive score of 89 on Metacritic. Now, those guys are pretty hardcore and projected to debut at number one on the Billboard 200. Here's a taste of one of the tracks. It's called Getting Older.
Things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now. Things I'm longing for.
I'm so interested to give this album a proper listen because so far she's not reinvented herself, but it's a different sound again. I'm so impressed by her constantly. She's incredible. Okay, next up. Drake has given fans an update on his long-awaited album called Certified Lover Boy, which is hilarious. He's a legend. Overnight, he told Sound 42 that it's cooked, which means it's done, and fans are now speculating that it's going to be released on the same day as Kanye's Donda.
Album's cooked. Looking forward to delivering it to you. I hope everybody in the world is blessed. I hope everybody has their drinks. Everyone's locked in. Good vibes and good energy for this weekend.
How's that 90s disco pop background
piano-y,
music?
Yeah,
you do you, Drizzy. Organisers of the iconic Lollapalooza Festival have confirmed DaBaby will no longer take part of their lineup following some pretty gross homophobic slurs at a recent gig. That makes sense, DaBaby. You can't be saying that stuff and getting away with it. Hopefully he's had a long, hard think about his words. Okay, something pretty amazing and beautiful for us now. So Taylor Swift has a rarity song, which not many of us know about, called Ronin. It's going to be officially be released on the upcoming Red, Taylor's Version album. Now, this was written about a four-year-old boy who passed away from cancer. And the news of the inclusion of this song was revealed by Ronan's mum after she shared online a snippet of a letter that Taylor sent her. In the letter, Taylor said, "My genuine hope is that you'll agree with me that this song should be included on this album. As my co-writer and the rightful owner of this story in its entirety, your opinion and approval of this idea really matters to me." And take a listen to how beautiful this song is.
Come on, baby, with me, we're gonna fly away from here. You were my best for years. I remember the drive home.
All right, I think Tasty Trin and I need to now hold hands and sit on the couch and have a little cry. And finally, it looks like Lizzo's got something exciting in store for us tomorrow. She posted a gorgeous photo of herself on Instagram and captioned it, "Don't even like this post because you're really going to like my post tomorrow." And then she did hashtag shh on your Lizzo. What an absolute legend.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.